Now, what is this scrapbook that you're looking at?
Well, it's just miscellaneous. Mm-hmm. It's, well, I call it Debbie's, mostly work of Debbie's. Mm-hmm. Not what other people do as well. And, things that are lost. By now, as everybody knows, Beach Lake is a fisherman's paradise, a boatman's delight, recreation on the banks. Mosquitoes are almost extinct, and I put enclosed as in parentheses, you know, improvement. And I sit on the porch at twilight, luxuriating. Now you need to look in the dictionary. I don't know whether I started it up. I may have heard it, must have heard it somewhere. I wouldn't have been bright enough to think of that, I don't think. I sat on the porch at twilight, luxuriating in the flower fragrant air, listening to the night sounds around me. The katydids arguing, you know them? Mm-hmm. One always says katydid, the other says katydid. They never get it said. The katydids arguing. The crickets chirp, the jar flies, the lonesome cry of a whippoorwill. What was I missing? Then I put then, an old tree frog began croaking his prophecy of rain. Instantly I knew what I was missing, and I wrote, progress, question mark. Yes, period, but beautiful Beach Lake has been spread. Gone is the bullfrog's evening serenade. See, I couldn't hear them anymore. And they'd always, I was always used to them. Their sound never disturbed me. With progress, many helpful things are gained, but also some things are lost. Yes, I'm for progress, but let us keep a nostalgic memory of things that are lost.
Very good.
I just couldn't keep
them. Very good. You know, that really is it's excellent. This paragraph here.
I didn't know whether he would, the editor would print it like a...
What paper was this in?
It was in the Jackson Sun.
I see. Yes, I like that paragraph especially.
Then I have, here's what I wrote about. We need some solitude. I could read it, I guess, better than you.
Yes,
solitude. The state of being solitary or alone. I got that. I called a neighbor to get that definition. I said, I guess you wish I'd get me a dictionary sometime. Solitude is closely related to seclusion and to isolation. It would be difficult for anyone to be isolated now. In the early days of our country, settlers were isolated, sometimes seeing no one but their families for weeks or even months at a time. In our modern days, we need some solitude to take inventory of ourselves and our surroundings, to assess our values, sometimes to meditate. No one wants to be isolated. The truth of almost anything lies between two extremes, and that was my mother's favorite expression. Whether she coined it or whether she's quoting, I'll never know. We think of the closing lines of the beloved poem, Daffodils by William Wordsworth. For old when on my couch I lie, in pensive or in vacant mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodil. Now that's the point he got out of solitude, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to be alone. I get lonely sometimes. But this time when I do like to be alone. Not really every human being does, too.
Surely, yeah.
And I can sit on my porch. And of course, I'm not afraid with my light on out there. And I can sit out there and relax. And I don't know, it just seems to me like the solitude does me good.
Yes, I think that's the way, it's a health-giving quality.
I think that it is.
Everybody needs it.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time, I'm of a nervous nature. I'm tense. I find my self-tense when I shouldn't be. But I'm thinking, you're not long ago. I wonder how it would look to see somebody look really relaxed. Everybody looks like they're in a hurry, you know. They're going somewhere that they may not always know where they're going. They surely don't know whether they're going to get there or not. And I can recall scenes in my kid days when my uncle was a doctor, my mother's only brother. Well, it's the days, you know, he went in a buggy